Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
For many long years in bondage, God's chosen people had been out in the wilderness wandering, was all because of sin. Their leader had been old Moses, but now that he had died, God said to Joshua, get on the other side. Cross over to the other side of Jordan, the Lord to Joshua said. Yes, over to the other side of Jordan, my people must be led. No longer in the wilderness to wander, from Egypt's bondage flee. And when you reach the other side, you shall be free. The river now lies before you, and I the waters control. Now is the time to cross over, the waters back will roll. A wonderful land is waiting just over Jordan tide. Remember, victory is on the other side. Cross over to the other side of Jordan, the Lord to Joshua said. Yes, over to the other side of Jordan, my people must be led. No longer in the wilderness to wander, from Egypt's bondage flee. And when you reach the other side, you shall be free.
Seems like everywhere I turn, he's always here.
Amen. I don't know if you've ever been under attack by the devil. I don't know if you've ever had to wrestle with the powers and principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places through the night. I tell you, I sure am glad there's coming a day that we can leave him behind. In fact, I want to preach about one of those days this morning. In Revelation chapter 20, verse number 1, the Bible said, I saw an angel come down from heaven having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. Our Heavenly Father and our God, we come before you this morning. How we thank you, God, for such a wonderful day, God, that you've given the very breath, Father, that you put in our lungs this morning, God. And I thank you most of all for salvation this morning, God, that you put your seal upon our soul this morning, God. And Lord, that we're preserved and reserved until the day of salvation this morning, God. And I thank you, Lord, for a place to worship this morning, God, to go and present our bodies a living sacrifice unto you this morning. Morning, God. And Father, I thank you for your precious word and the Holy Ghost of God this morning, Lord, that stirs in the corridors of our soul this morning, God. And I do pray you'd have the reins of the services this morning, God, where your people are gathered together. I pray you'd orchestrate the worship this morning, and God, that your wonderful name of your Son be lifted up and exalted among your people. Lord, may you draw all of us unto yourself. Lord, may you bring someone to the saving knowledge of Christ this morning, God. Lord, that you'd reclaim that backslider this morning, God, or throw out the lifeline out of that one that feels they're about to go under this morning, oh God, I pray. Lord, you just move in a mighty way this morning, stir the hearts and lives of your people. And Lord, we'll thank you and praise you, God, the minister unto these that we've made mention, the sick this morning, God, and the afflicted. Visit, Lord, the homes of those, God, that are bedfast, the hospital rooms of those, God, that are confined, and the nursing homes this morning, God. Oh, I pray how you'd encourage their hearts this morning, God. And Lord, for all of this, we'll be mindful to give you the thanks and the praise and the glory for it all this morning in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. This morning, verse number 3, the Bible said he cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up. Amen. I want to preach on the thought this morning, when the Lord shuts the devil up. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you, I'm glad the Bible tells us of an event that's going to take place one of these days, that God is going to shut the devil up. Amen. I know the Bible talks about here in verse 1, the angel and the key and the chain. Dear friend, and I don't think it's the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not going to debate about it. But I don't think the Lord even want to get his hands dirty. Dear friend, putting it on that old slimy serpent. Dear friend, the Bible didn't even say it was a strong angel, as it did in Revelation 5. But the fact is, this angel had authority and power to come down and to bind Satan up and shut him up. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, I'll tell you, he had a long run. He's been popping his gums ever since Eden. Amen. He came to kill, to steal, and destroy. He is the father of lies. And he has sowed discord among the brethren. He has spread lies. He has wrought confusion. Dear friend, he has, dear friend, destroyed and discouraged the hearts of God's people this morning. Dear friend, but I sure am glad there's coming a time when the Lord's going to shut him up. He may be the roaring lion. He may be the prince of the power of this air. He may be the god of this world and the ruler of darkness, but there's a time when God's going to bind him and gag him. Thank God this morning he'll be speechless. Man, every time I've tried to have a conversation with the Lord, he's always wanting to put his 2 cents in. Every time I've tried to pray, dear friend, he's always got something to say about it. Dear friend, every time I try to do something from the Lord, he's always got something negative and derogative to say about it.
How you try to witness and tell somebody about Jesus, he's got them an excuse to whisper in their ears. I'm tired of listening to his lies. Dear friend, I'm tired of listening to his. Dear friend, this discouraging statements. Dear friend, this morning I'm glad there's coming a time when the Lord's going to shut the devil up. Amen. Dear friend, let me say number one. Dear friend, the Lord's going to shut him up from his accusing. In Revelation chapter 12, verse number 10, he's called the accuser of our brethren. Amen. And he's going to be cast down. Dear friend, the Bible said day and night that Satan stands. Dear friend, they accuse the people of God this morning. He is the biggest tattletale, dear friend, that ever has been this morning. Amen. Dear friend, I'll assure you, he, dear friend, knows everything about us this morning. And he's always appointing and accusing, dear friend, pointing out our faults and our failures. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, but I sure am glad there's coming a time when God's going to shut him up. Dear friend, he's always accusing of heresy. I think about Job this morning. Amen. The Bible said he is walking up and down in the earth. Dear friend, trying to find somebody. Dear friend, the accused of something. Amen. And he said, Job fears you for naught. He said he's got skin for skin. And said, all that a man hath, he'll give for his life. And if you'll take up that hedge and if you'll lay hold of his body, he'll curse you to his your face. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you this morning, the devil's always accusing us, dear friend, of having a false agenda. He's always accusing us, dear friend, they're serving God just for what we can get out of him. Amen. The only reason we go to church is out of obligation. The only reason we sing is because of show. The only reason we preach is for a payday. The only reason we give is to get a pat on the back. The only reason we go to the altar is so folks will recognize us. Amen. How many valleys, how many fires, how many trials have we gone through? Dear friend, because the devil has accused us of not being true unto God. In fact, God said to the devil, you've moved me against Job, dear friend, without a cause. Dear friend, because the devil is always accusing us of heresy. He's always accusing us of hypocrisy. Amen. Dear friend, he's always telling us we're not saved. Dear friend, in fact, you know, the devil never told me I wasn't saved until I got saved. Amen. I think that's good evidence that I am saved. Dear friend, I'll tell you, he's always telling me I'm not good enough. Amen. And I realize this morning I'm just the dust of the earth. And I realize it all, that I do come short and fall short of the glory of God. But I don't need the devil beating me over the head with a Bible. Amen. He'll tell you, you don't belong in the church. He'll tell you, dear friend, this morning that you don't fit in. He'll put undue burdens on you. Dear friend, this morning he'll tell you you're not sincere. He'll try to put a guilt trip on you. He'll point the finger. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, I am telling you, friend of mine, whether you preach or sing or testify, sing in the choir, teach Sunday school, or just sit on the pew, dear friend, the devil as a roaring lion, dear friend, is seeking whom he may devour, and is always accusing us of being hypocrites. Amen. Dear friend, he's always accusing us of our history. Amen. Dear friend, if there's anybody in my life that continually tries to bring up my past, it is the devil. Amen. Dear friend, telling me, dear friend, of what I've done in the past, reminded me, dear friend, of my sins and my, dear friend, unrighteousness. Amen. And yes, sir, I was filthy. Yes, sir, I was a sinner. Dear friend, this morning, but God cleansed me and God washed me of that sin. And God forgave me of that sin. And he may have cast it in the sea of forgetfulness. And he may not ever bring up my sins again. But that old devil, dear friend, sure tries to remind me of it. Amen. I'm glad he said in Romans chapter 8, who shall lay charge to God's elect? It is, dear friend, God that condemneth this morning. It's Christ that died, and he is risen. Dear friend, I'm glad this morning. The only one that can hold anything against me is God. And he said, I've forgiven you. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you, the devil reminds me how many times I've messed up and what I used to be and where I used to go and what I used to do. Amen. He wants to flap his jaws, dear friend, this morning, but I'm glad there's coming a day when God is going to shut him up. Amen. From all of his accusing this morning. Amen. And then also God's going to shut him up from all of his acclaiming. Amen. You know, every statement the devil makes is a lie this morning. Jesus said he's the father of lies from the beginning until the very end. Amen. There's always three voices I'm trying to cope with. Dear friend, this morning. Dear friend, I'm telling you, dear friend, when I preach or when I testify or the decisions that I make, dear friend, I'm trying to listen to the voice of God. Dear friend, there's always my voice in there wanting to do what I want to do. And there's always the devil, dear friend, wanting me to do what he wants me to do. Dear friend, you have to try the spirits and see if they're the Lord. You have to pray and meditate, dear friend, to hear clearly the voice of God. Dear friend, and when I don't do what the devil wants to do, he'll huff and puff, he'll threaten, he'll try to frighten. Amen. Dear friend, this morning I'm telling you, dear friend, today he's an angel of light, but he also can be a roaring lion. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, and I'm telling you, I'm glad that God's going to shut him up from all of that acclaiming, dear friend, that he does, the deception that he spews out. Dear friend, the devil is full of snares and devices and traps. Dear friend, this morning, he, dear friend, tried, dear friend, to lure the Lord Jesus Christ into turning the stones to bread and for jumping off the pinnacle and for bowing down and giving him the praise this morning. Dear friend, but I'm glad there's coming today. There'll be no more half painted pictures. There'll be no more half truth. Amen. There'll be no indulging words of despair. There'll be no more enticing this morning. Dear friend, there'll be no more on the spot decisions without praying. Dear friend, no more letting down our guards and no more empty promises. Is. Dear friend, this morning I'm glad all of his deception is going to come to an end. Amen. All of his discouragement is going to come to the end. How many times has the devil jumped up on your shoulders when you got off your knees and told you that God wasn't going to hear that prayer? Amen. How many times has he told you you're hopeless and helpless? Dear friend, this morning. Amen. Dear friend, how many times, preacher, has he told you how you need to pack up and leave, how you're not doing the church no good? Amen. How many times has he told you, singer, dear friend, just stay in your seat, nobody enjoys what you're listening to anyhow, and nobody enjoys your singing? Dear friend, I'm telling you, how many times, Sunday school teacher, has he told you you ought to resign, let somebody else do it, ain't nobody getting nothing out of your lessons anyway? I'll tell you, the devil tries to discourage you every step of the way. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, I'm telling you, if he's not, dear friend, trying to entice you to call for Bathsheba, he's trying to entice you to sit down on the juniper tree and throw up your hands and quit. Amen. Dear friend, he doesn't. Dear friend, this morning, want you to serve God. Dear friend, he'll tell you there's nothing in the head and there's nothing to look forward to. He'll try to discourage you every step of the way. And then there's the discord. Amen. He'll remind you of what so-and-so done. Dear friend, this morning, and when somebody's talking to somebody else, it'll be the devil that'll tell you they're talking about you. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, he'll whisper in your ear, I wonder why they're mad at you. I wonder why they didn't shake your hand this morning. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, the devil, dear friend, knows how to spread discord in the church house this morning. He knows. Our dear friend, how to turn one against the other. Amen. Our dear friend, this morning healed. I tell you this morning, people are doing things out of spite. Our dear friend, I am telling you, he knows what button to push. He knows what string to pull. Our dear friend, he knows how to get your mind off the service. Our dear friend, and off of worshiping God. And he knows how to get it focused on something else. I'm glad the Lord is going to shut him up at one of these days, and then from the destruction. And dear friend, he hinders folks from salvation. I wonder how many times he's given an excuse. He's talked people out of coming down that aisle. He's talked them into putting it off and waiting for a more convenient season. Amen. He's made light of the saving grace of God. Amen. And dear friend, I wonder how many times, and dear friend, that he's taught the prodigals, and dear friend, to stay in one more day in the hog pen. Amen. He talked Pharaoh into one more day with the frogs. Dear friend, and he's talked to many into putting it off one more time, one more service, one more week. And because he knows that time is going to catch up with you this morning. But I'm glad one of these days the Lord's going to shut him up from all of his acclaiming. And then also the Lord's going to shut him up from his accusing, from his acclaiming. And thank God from his a crowing. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you, the devil lies. Dear friend, when you and I fall flat on our face, and dear friend, today, if you don't think the devil will kick you while you're down, dear friend, I'll tell you, he will. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, he, dear friend, will come at our most vulnerable times. Dear friend, and he rejoices and he lives. Dear friend, every time that you and I fail, amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you, dear friend, I think the worst thing about falling is somebody seeing you fall and life while you're falling. Amen. Dear friend, the Satan rejoices every time a preacher quits. Dear friend, every time a church splits, every time a marriage ends, every time we fall short of God's glory. Dear friend, this morning the devil lies at us. Dear friend, for our inabilities this morning. Amen. Dear friend, today I realize all of us fall short of the glory of God. Dear friend, but I don't need somebody reminding me of my failures this morning. Amen. And the devil loves to remind us, dear friend, this morning that we are failures. Dear friend, in the sight of God, he laughs and crows at our faith. Amen. He'll tell us it ain't going to work. He'll tell us that it's out beyond our abilities. Amen. And dear friend, every time I try to step out and trust God, dear friend, the devil will remind me. And dear friend, he'll laugh at me. Dear friend, when I try to pray and say, God, I'm going to put it in your hands. Amen. Every time I try to sacrifice and pray, every time I try to seek the face and the mind of God, dear friend, the devil laughs at me. Dear friend, as if, brother, I'm on my own, or God will never hear my prayer. He laughs at my feebleness. Amen. When my heart is broken, when my burden is heavy, dear friend, when I feel like I'm a lamb in this world of wolves, dear friend, I'll tell you, the devil laughs at us. Dear friend, at our weakness, when you turn the other cheek, dear friend, when you give your coat and your cloak, dear friend, when you take the loss, dear friend, this morning, when you, dear friend, have to suffer for the Lord Jesus Christ, have the devil a life at you, dear friend, this morning, because, dear friend, of what you're doing for Christ. And I sure am glad the Lord's going to shut him up one of these days, that I'll not have to listen to his rhetoric anymore. And then finally, I want to say the Lord's going to shut him up from his accursing. Amen. The Bible said he's full of wickedness and abominations, dear friend, and dear friend, he has spoken, dear friend, through many channels this morning, dear friend, but I want to tell you, dear friend, I realize he's full of blasphemy, I realize he's full of cursing and wickedness, dear friend, but I sure am glad one of these days the Lord's going to shut him up from a cursing the Savior. Amen. That's the first one that he's going to curse, is the shepherd. Amen. Dear friend, he, dear friend, this morning railed upon the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. Had dear friend this morning, and had dear friend he, had dear friend there in the Christ, had dear friend submission unto death. Had dear friend, I imagine the devil had cursed at him. Had dear friend this morning when he died, but thank God for when he rose again. Amen. Had dear friend, the devil has accursed the saints. Had dear friend, not only the shepherd, but he'll come after the sheep. Amen. Had dear friend this morning, had dear friend, he'll curse at us and tell us we're a bunch of fanatic Bible thumpers. Had dear friend this morning, he, had dear friend, will accuse us of all sorts of things. Had dear friend this morning, had dear friend, but I'm glad I'm saved by the grace of God, and I'm glad I'm on my way to heaven. Amen. Had dear friend, the devil, had dear friend, wants to do everything that he can to turn you away from Christ. And there are three times that the devil speaks in the Bible. In Genesis chapter 3, he tries to argue the scriptures. Amen. Came to Eve and said, has God really said this? And do you really think that God's going to go through what he said? He's always challenging and arguing the scriptures. Dear friend, but I'm glad God gave me a King James Bible and the Holy Ghost this morning. Dear friend, and I'm glad his word is preserved unto every generation, and it doesn't change or alter this morning, and it doesn't matter what the devil says. I've got the word of God. In Job chapter 2, he's attacking the servant. Amen. He's always trying to defeat and discourage those that would serve God this morning. He knows he's been cast out of heaven, and his place is found there no more, and so he's turned to the remnant of God, God's people and God's servants this morning, and he wants to do everything that he can to try to make us shame God and us turn our backs on God. In Matthew chapter 4, he's trying to lure the Savior, man, tempting him in the wilderness. And honey, if he tempted the Savior, the Son of God, he's certainly going to tempt us this morning. He's certainly going to try us, but stand fast, dear friend, and keep looking to the Lord this morning. There's coming a day how the Lord's going to shut him up once and for all. May the Lord richly bless you, is our prayer.
I want to stroll.